朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
上一次我们从摩西的身上一直强调，求主帮助我们每一个人，包括我们传道同工在内，让我们从我能我不能进到神能。
So I pray that each one of us, all the pastors, all the ministers, as well as all you, to enter this age of say God can't.
我在准备的时候，我问师母一个问题。
As I was preparing the sermon, I asked my wife.
我说有没有人从我能直接跳到神能呢？
Is anyone they can jump directly from I can to God can?
这个是个很有意思的问题。有没有人从我能跳到神能
？Can we jump directly from I can to now God can?
后来我想这个问题的时候，想到一个有关的答案，不是直接的答案。
I thought of a related answer to this question.
我发现有人从我能跳到我不能，从我不能又跳回我能。
There are indeed people, they've been hopping from I can to I cannot and back to I can again.
其实我一直在教会里面一辈子侍奉，就是用我能的心态来侍奉主。
Perhaps many people through all their lives in the church is serving the God using the attitude of I can.
从来没有看见圣灵在他身上的工作，也从来没有经历过圣灵在他身上的工作。
Not once he's been experienced to the, has experienced the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们稍微还有一点点时间，我们看看到底摩西怎么样能够有这样的经历。
Let's see how and why Moses could have such experience.
对不起，我应该先回答那个问题。
Let's answer that question first.
我们讨论的结果发现，也许有。
The answer to the question whether a person can move from I can to God can,
我相信
perhaps there exists such example.
我相信神可以做这样的事情，神有这样的恩典。
Because I believe God can turn people that way.
但是一个人经过我不能，再经过神能，他这一辈子在神面前那种蒙恩的感觉会特别的强烈。
Yes, indeed, that if a person has experienced the period of I cannot, then his feeling of receiving God's grace is probably going to be even stronger.
请各位看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
我们 so far 讲了 introduction, 现在要进入正题。
We're so far only touched base of the introduction. Now is the main theme of today's sermon.
节省时间，请各位自己看手上的圣经24节到27节。
I will ask each of you to meditate on the verses 24 to 27.
我们发现摩西，神给他一个极大的、严肃的托付，要他带领200多万的人从埃及出来。
As we know that God had given Moses a very big task, that is to bring more than 2 million people out of Egypt.
瞎子不能领瞎子，这是耶稣说的话。
You know that Jesus said, the blind cannot lead the blind.
如果摩西没有经过神的对付，他绝对没有办法承担这样的一个重责大任。
If Moses has not been dealing with God or being dealt by the God,that he certainly cannot carry such heavy responsibility.
所以在一个传道人一个工人要面对工作以前，一定要先面对工作的主。
Therefore, any God's servant before he is participating in a service, and he would have to turn to face the Lord.
你跟着人走，这是一定有危险。
It's a great risk of following people.
前天我收到一个杂志，有一个故事很有意思。
Few days ago, I received a magazine that was an interesting story.
在一个大雾的当中
during a big foggy day,
汽车 bumper to bumper 在那里开得很慢
The cars are bumper to bumper and driving very slowly.
那么有一个人就跟着一部车
and a person and his car is following another car.
突然他前面停下来
Suddenly, the car before him stops.
刹车了
and a step on the brake.
他来不及就撞到他的车尾。
And he unable to brake in time, so he bumped against the car.
这后面这人气得不得了。
So this guy was in great anger.
后来他又把这个门打开，就骂前面那个开车的。
So he opened his door and scolded the guy in front of him.
他说雾那么大。
He said the fog is so thick.
你那样刹车，你是不是发疯了？
And you brake so suddenly, are you crazy?
就前面那个人回过头来看他一下。
The guy turned back and looked at him.
然后就对他说一句很客气的话。
And spoke to him very mildly.
他说先生，我可不可以问你一个问题？
Sir, can I ask you a question?
请你看看，你把车开到我的车房，你是干什么？
Why do you follow me into my garage?
你懂这个笑话吗？这个人一直跟，一直跟，一直跟，反正前面车开醉，他后面跟。后来那个人已经停到 garage 里面去了，所以他就跟着进去。人家当然要停嘛，所以他撞上去还骂人家。你看。
Therefore, you know the joke. That is, the person he had got his home, got into his home, into his garage. Yet the person is following him did not realize so.
我突然发现，我们在教会里面应当练习常常讲这句话。
As I think we ought to practice to say this in this church.
你开到我的 garage 干什么？
Why do you come to my garage? Follow me to my garage.
你跟错人了，你应该跟主。
And that is because you followed the wrong person. You ought to follow the Lord.
你跟人，你迟早会跟出毛病来。
If you follow another person, then you're getting problems.
最近我到哪里讲到，都逃不了被人家问相同的问题。
Wherever I go recently, I cannot avoid being asked one particular question.
李牧师，那个电视牧师到底怎么办？这怎么回事？那个电视的牧师，
Pastor Lee, what is going to happen to that preacher on the television?
哎呀，我到哪里，人家叫他问同样的问题。
Wherever I go, and they will ask me this question.
我现在有答案。
Now I have an answer.
你如果那么看重他，你总有一天会开车开到他的 garage 去。
If you really pay so much attention to that person, maybe you'll follow him to his garage one day.
摩西他知道瞎子不能领瞎子。
Moses knows that blind cannot lead blind.
他先面对主，主在这里给他有一些价值观的一个很大的扭转。
So he turned his face to God first. And God teach him a true sense, a real sense of value.
请各位看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为神的法老女儿之子。
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
这里讲到不肯。
Here it talk about refuse.
二十五节提到不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
In verse 25, it says here, he chose not to be enjoy the pleasure of fleeting sin.
27节，因着信离开埃及，不怕王怒。
And then it says again in 27 that he left Egypt and not fearing the king's power.
三个不。
There are three knots here.
哎呀，你说李牧师为什么要讲这些消极的？为什么不讲积极的
？Why do we mention about not here and not be more positive?
我想中国人有句格言很好，有所为要先有所不为。我想这里面可以用在摩西的身上。
Perhaps would you think this way that before you set out to a mighty task, you ought to be well prepare yourself.
他到了一个地步，他不肯称为法老女儿的儿子，虽然他可以这样做。
To a degree that he did not want to be the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, even though he's fully entitled to be so.
第一世纪的一个犹太的历史家叫 Josephus， 他在他的历史书里面说，这个摩西在皇宫里面差不多他可以将来接法老的王位。
A Jewish historian mentioned once that Moses was at the very stage that he could take over.
经告诉他不肯这样做。
But yet the Bible says he refused to do so.
为什么？等一下我们看答案。
We'll talk about that why later.
第三，他不愿享最终之乐。我觉得这个描写非常非常的恰当。
Then the second says he chose not.To enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin.
今天我们在教会里面讲罪，我觉得讲得不够透彻。
Perhaps in the churches we are not talking about the word sin really thoroughly.
我们没有让弟兄姊妹从圣经里面看见罪还有一些可爱的地方。
We have to look into the Bible to look at the lovable side of the word seen.
不了解，不明白，为什么牧师会讲这样的话？
Perhaps you wonder why the pastor would make a statement like that, just like the interpreter just did.
如果罪没有吸引，如果罪没有可爱的地方，人不会闭着眼睛往里面跳。
If there's nothing attractive about sin, then perhaps you can understand people should not jump into it.
罪里面如果没有快乐，谁愿意去享这样的乐呢？
If there's no pleasure in sin, then perhaps people would not be developed into it.
但是圣经告诉我们说，罪中之乐固然是有的，是对的，是真的，但是他说暂时享受罪中之乐。
Even though they are pleasures, but they are the fleeting pleasure of sin.
我们都有，对不起哈，我们都有犯罪的经验。
Yes, indeed, we all have sinned before.
就好像我们都有玩火的经验一样，玩的时候很开心，不小心就被烧了。
Just like most of us have the experience of playing with a real fire, and by slight carelessness, and you can get burned.
我们承认在犯罪的那一刹那是高兴的，是欢喜的，是满足的。
We all agree that the very moment of committing a sin, perhaps you could sense that pleasure.
几秒钟过了以后，也许几分钟过了以后，马上我们心里面被那个罪所带来的后果所伤害。
Yes, indeed, perhaps only after a short period of time that the hurts that came with the sin would engulf you.
来美国越久啊，越后悔以前在台湾没有把中国文学读得好一点。
As longer we stay in the United States, the more you regret and we regret about that we did not study Chinese well when we were back in Taiwan.
有的时候我觉得45斤多读一点，再看看圣经，可以配合起来看。
Indeed, if you study the four books really closely, and you can really match in many places between the old Chinese literature to that of the Bible.
我突然想到孟子曾经讲到什么叫大丈夫。
As I remember what Mong Zi mentioned, what is a great man?
The gentleman, 好了，我们叫他 the gentleman, 大丈夫。
The great gentleman.
他说这个。此之谓大丈夫是什么样的人呢？
What is the definition of to be a great or a gentleman?
他说有三个条件。
The three conditions.
富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移，威武不能屈，此之谓大丈夫。
Condition number one is you cannot be demoralized by wealth.And you will not be changing your principles in poverty, and you will not bow down to threats.
把这三样事情和摩西这里提到三个不连在一起很有意思。
As we connect these to the three nots with Moses, there's an interesting comparison.
不肯称为法老女儿之子，这是富贵不能淫。
Refuse to be.The son of the Pharaoh's daughter is that he cannot be changed by the wealth.
不想最终之乐，那是贫贱不能移。
He will not enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin is because he will not change his principle even when he's in poverty.
不怕埃及的王发怒，这个叫做威武不能屈。
He's not fearing the God's anger, that is because he's not bowing down to threats.
如果今天孟子来看摩西的话，孟子一定说，此大丈夫也。
And Mong would suddenly call Moses as a great gentleman.
当我们看这一段，刚才看大家看的这段圣经的时候，我们不能不想想看，为什么他能够做一个属灵的大丈夫。
We cannot help but ask the question,Why and how could Moses accomplish this?
第一个很明显的，这一个人有充足的信心。
First, and very obviously, he has a great faith.
什么叫信心呢？
What does faith mean?
因为时间的关系，我没有办法细细的跟大家分享。
We may not, time may not permit us to get into detail here.
信心让我们注意到一个很重要的事情，信心必须有信心的对象来肯定信心的内容。
The faith would necessarily have to have some, something that you believe in.
我的信心的大或者小是根据于我信心的对象来决定。
Your faith is measured by the object that you believe in.
我对我爸爸有信心，跟我对我哥哥有信心，这两种信心的程度就不一样。
I have faith in my father compared to the faith in my brother. They're two different degrees.
因为不同信心的对象带出不同信心的内容和程度。
Because of the different objects, therefore, there are different degrees of faith.
那么整个希伯来书十一章讲到因着信，因着信，因着信，没有很明显讲到信什么或者信谁。
Through the entire chapter 11 of Hebrew, it's a book talking about faith, but it was not mentioned clearly what you're believing in.
摩西是耶稣几千年前的人物。
Moses existed, or came, Moses existed thousands of years before Christ.
你看二十六节，他看为基督受的凌辱，怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？他提到基督。
Yet on verse 26, it says, "For the sake of Christ, for the sake of Christ."
二十七节，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And also in verse 27 says.He preserved because he saw him who is invisible.
他看到了那位比他几千年以后的那位基督以后的那位主。
Therefore, he saw this Lord, which came thousands of years after him.
我们今天说要相信耶稣很难。
And today we said it's hard to believe in Jesus.
他要离我们在两千年之前的一个人物。
He was 2,000 years old.
但是弟兄姊妹。至少他在我们两千年之前。
But brothers and sisters, at least he was before us in 2000.
摩西呢？他要相信一个几千年之后的一个人物。
Yes, Moses would have to believe in something few thousand years after him.
所以对摩西来讲，这个信心是非常非常宝贵。
So to Moses, it's very this is very precious to be to his faith.
我看到一本书上说 Moses is the first Christian before Christianity. 他是第一个基督教以前的基督徒。
Therefore, Moses had been referred to as the first Christian before Christianity.
因为他真的深的认识耶稣基督。
Because he truly and deeply recognized Jesus.
我们的信仰有一个很重要的。就是怎么样建立我们信仰里面的基督论，我们的 Christology。
An important thing here is how do we establish our Christology in our faith?
摩西对基督的认识是哪里来的呢？
How did Moses recognize Jesus?
我研究圣经，我看圣经，我发现他看见那个荆棘被火烧，他把它称为大异象。那个意象给他有一个基督论、基督观的一个开始。
His beginning of the Christology was when he saw that burning bush.
因为那一个 burning bush, 那个烧灼的这个荆棘，就是旧约耶稣基督很明显的显现。
Because that burning bush, as a miracle, was the manifestation of Christ.
神在哪里向摩西说话？
Where did God speak to Moses.
圣经告诉我们说，神在荆棘里面向摩西说话。
The Bible says the God spoke to Moses when God was inside the bushes.
神怎么可以跟荆棘发生关系呢？
How could God be related with that bush?
在创世纪三章十八节，荆棘和棘藜是人犯罪以后地上长出来的东西。
Bushes and weeds and things.Start to grow after people have committed sin, as recorded in the Genesis.
荆棘起码可以代表人犯罪的结果。
So that is a consequence of human sin.
所以那个荆棘可以代表人。
So So the bush can represent people.
但是这个神进到罪的果当中，神进到人的当中，向摩西说话，这叫什么呢？这叫道成肉身。
So as God presented himself through the consequence of sin, which is symbolized by the bushes, that symbolized the word come flesh.
第一个，他的信心，我们没有时间多讲。
We'll stop here about the faith.
第二，我们看见摩西他在这里能够有这三个见证，成为大丈夫。第二个原因。
Here we see the second reason why Moses can give these three testimonies.
第一个原因，他有一个准确的 Christology 基督论。
The first reason is he has a precise Christology.
第二，他与神的百姓认同，他有一个准确的教会论。
The second is because he has a precise ecclesiology.
他不只是有一个准确的 Christology, 他也有一个准确的 ecclesiology. 他有一个基督论，有一个教会论。
He has a precise Christology as well as ecclesiology.
旧约的神的百姓就是新约神的教会。
The God's people in the Old Testament is God's church in the New Testament.
与神的百姓认同就是与神的教会认同。
To be identified with God's people is to be identified with God's church.
神在几千年前用摩西，今天要用我们，我们也应当有一个准确的基督的认识，准确的教会的观念。
Therefore, God used Moses thousands of years ago, and God wanted to use us, and we have to have a true identity with the church and with Christ.
教会是什么意思呢？
What does church mean?
在希腊文叫 ecclesia。是什么意思？ The call out one 就是被招出来的一批人。
In the Greek, the church means ecclesia, which means the call out ones, the ones being called out.
所以这些教会在神的心目中，整个从旧约一直到启示录，在神的心意里面是一个很重要的一个真理。
So this is a great truth because it lasts through from the Old Testament all the way through the revelation in the New Testament.
对基督的认识是从启示而来
的。Knowing the Christ is through revelation.
对教会的认识是要从教导来的。
In knowing the church is through teaching.
为什么呢？因为摩西怎么会跟神的百姓认同？
And how did Moses was able? How did he identify himself with God's people?
因为从小他的父母亲教他教大的。
Because he was taught by his two parents.
让我有一分钟的时间把这题目岔出去。
Let me branch off from here for just a moment.
摩西的父亲叫做暗兰，他的母亲叫约基别。他们不是在迦南地生的，他们是在埃及生的。
Moses' parents were born in Egypt, not in Canaan.
那暗兰呢，是十二个支派的利未的孙子。
And his father is a descendant of the Levites.
那么换句话说，他住在埃及已经是第二代的犹人。好，我们说华人是第二代的犹太人。
And so he was his father then was a second generation overseas Jews living in Egypt.
所以摩西呢，就是第三代的犹人，就是第三代的犹太人。
So Moses is the third generation Egyptian Jew.
生长的环境、受教育的环境都是埃及。
So his entire environment were Egyptian.
但是他的父母亲一直没有忘记他的根。
Yet his parents never forget their roots.
我们今天在座，大概我们的儿女大概是第二代的。
I believe our children amongst ourselves in this audience are second generation.
有许多人在这边第二代已经忘记了根了。
And many of our second generation have forgotten our roots.
我们今天没有看见让他认识他们百姓属灵的意义，不是民族的意义，属灵的意义。
We have not led them to realize and to view the spiritual meaning of the roots.
我不在这里讲民族的大道理，因为我没有资格讲这样的道理。
Perhaps we're not qualified to talk about from the ethnic point of view.
那么我们今天从属灵的角度来看，弟兄姊妹，我们为了我们的下一代，有很多人说他已经在美国长大，就让他学美英文，何必再逼他学中文呢？
Perhaps we can see that from a spiritual point of view. Why do we want them to also learn Chinese?
这是个很大的题目，我不在这边再多讲。不过我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，摩西他能够跟神的百姓认同，是他父母亲的功劳。
It is indeed a big topic. We will not dwell on it well. However, I just want to mention to you that Moses, because his parents, and he was able to still attach to his roots.
但是今天在我们认识基督的事上，在教会的生活上，再一次想到摩西，到底你是在我能、我不能、神能哪一个阶段？
As we compare with Moses, which stages are we at?I can, I cannot, or whether God can.
今天还有许多的弟兄姊妹，可能有的时候包括我们传道人在内，还活在第一个我行的那样的一个心态在服侍主。
Perhaps some of us still living in this age of I can.
因为他我行，所以他的侍奉就是我行我素的那样的侍奉。
Because he believes that I am able, therefore I do what I will.
永远他是单打独斗型的传道人，或者单打独斗的基督徒。
So he's always like a lone ranger all by himself.
不能跟团体一起配搭。
He is not able then to play in a teamwork.
如果说我不行
，Well, if you say I'm not able,
在教会里面就产生一种不闻不问的一种现象。
Therefore, you see those people they don't care anything.
也让我们今天从摩西得到提醒，学习功课。
So let us be reminded and learn through the lessons taught by Moses.
做一个忠心的管家，做一个属灵的大丈夫。
To be a faithful steward and to be a spiritual great man.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。